Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret until now. I know the risk, but I have to know her.
I'm Elena.
I'm Stefan.
I know.
I'm Damon, Stefan's brother.
You didn't tell me you had a brother.
Being around her, being in her world, does it make you feel alive?
You told me about your ex, Catherine. She broke your heart.
It was a long time ago.
I'm gonna give you Elena's cell number.
Bonnie gets a shock from Stefan.
What are you up to?
That's for me to know and you to dot, dot, dot.
I was hoping I'd see you again.
A bright golden sun rises in Mystic Falls. In a bedroom, pretty blonde-haired Caroline lies sleeping next to Damon. She wears a petticoat with a silver-grey bra top. There are two bloody holes in her throat. Her eyes slowly open, and she sits up sharply. Lying beside her, Damon stirs slightly. Caroline's chest heaves as she breathes heavily. She anxiously touches her neck and looks at her fingers. Caroline looks at Damon sleeping soundly beside her and nervously holds her hand to her mouth. She carefully steps off the bed and tiptoes across the floor. Bright light glows in the pale curtains. Caroline stops for a moment. Lying on his back, Damon's muscular chest gently rises and falls. Caroline walks towards the door, reaches for the handle and turns it. She closes her eyes at the sound. She turns and looks at the bed. Damon's gone.
Good morning.
She turns to face him.
Please, don't.
She grabs a lamp.
Don't do that.
She whacks him, but it has no effect. She throws something. He ducks, she runs at him, and he shoves her onto the bed.
Get away from me!
This could have gone a completely different way.
He smiles and sniffs the blood on her pillow. His skin roughens, his eyes go red, and he bares his teeth. Caroline looks horrified. The Vampire Diaries. On the lawn outside Mystic Falls High School, some guys are throwing a football. Girls stand around chatting. Elena and Bonnie get out of a car.
I'm not saying don't date the guy. I'm just saying take it slow. You are the one who said to go for it. Now I'm saying take it slow. Why the about face? It's not about face. You're single for the first time in your entire high school career. It's the perfect time to play the field. Oh, because I'm so that girl. Seriously, what are you not saying? It's stupid. Bonnie, what? Spit it out. I accidentally touched Stefan, and I got a really bad feeling.
Elena looks curious.
Is that it? Bonnie? It was bad, bad. Is this the whole witch mojo thing again? You know what? I'm just concerned. This is me expressing concern about my best friend's new boyfriend. And I love you for it. I do, but I feel good. It's been a hard year, and I'm starting to kind of feel like things are getting back to normal again. And you know what? Stefan is a big part of that.
Vicky walks up to Jeremy.
I rock. I scored 2 tickets to the Posers Saturday night. They're playing at the Rat.
You and Tyler have fun.
Don't be like that. Come on. I want you to go.
Well, you're not worried everyone's going to know you're screwing the stoner geek? No, wait. Everyone already knows.
Yeah, but it's not like that anymore, so now we can be friends and just hang.
Tell me something. Was it the drugs? Were you sleeping with me because of the drugs?
Screw you.
Well, no, if there's another reason, please, I'm all ears.
Looking hurt, Jeremy walks off. Stefan walks up to Bonnie and Elena.
Morning, Elena. Morning, Bonnie.
Hey, I gotta find Caroline. She's not answering her phone, so... See you guys. Bonnie, wait.
Bonnie rushes off.
She doesn't like me very much.
She doesn't know you. She's my best friend. She's just looking out for me, but when she does... She will love you.
Look, there's Elena and her new boyfriend. Well, what are they doing? Oh, they're walking, walking, walking. Yep, right into the sunset. What a dick. Well, you just stand there looking like one of those little yard trolls.
Gnomes.
Here's what we're gonna do. Are you free tonight?
Yes.
Perfect. Dinner,
my house, 8 o'clock. You, me, and Bonnie, you two will spend some quality time, and she'll get to see what a great guy you are. Mission accomplished.
What am I supposed to do, Ty? She made her choice. Let her know she made the wrong one. What are you doing? Ty, don't!
Tyler hurls the football at Stefan's back. He rapidly turns round and catches it, effortlessly. Stefan smiles and hurls the ball back to Tyler. His throw nearly knocks Tyler over. Elena grins. Mac glances at a shocked Tyler. Inside.
That throw was insane. I didn't know you played football.
I used to. It's a long time ago.
So why don't you try out for the team?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So you don't like football?
No, I love football. I think it's a great sport. But in this case, I don't think football likes me. You saw Tyler over there, and we both know how Matt feels.
They don't know you. To them, you're a mysterious loner guy. Wouldn't hurt to be part of, make some friends.
Says the girl who spends her alone time writing in a cemetery.
Hey, come on. There's more to me than just gloomy graveyard girl. It's a whole other Elena that you have yet to meet. She was into everything, very busy.
Well, I look forward to meeting her. And when will that be?
Soon. She's working on it.
World War II ended in...
Bonnie doodles numbers on some paper.
Anyone got anything? Miss Wan?
1945.
FYI, our team sucks. They could use you.
Pearl Harbor.
Can't.
Really?
I'm a loner.
Miss Gilbert?
Hmm?
Pearl Harbor?
December 7th, 1941.
Thank you. Miss Gilbert.
Anytime.
Very well. The fall of the Berlin Wall.
1989. I'm good with dates, sir.
Are you? How good? Keep it to the year. Civil Rights Act.
1964.
No. John F. Kennedy assassination.
1963.
Martin Luther King.
68.
Lincoln.
1865.
Roe versus Wade.
1973.
Brown versus Board.
1954.
The Battle of Gettysburg.
1863.
Korean War.
1950 to 1953.
Ha! It ended in 52.
Actually, sir, it was 53.
Stefan nods confidently. The teacher tenses.
Look it up, somebody. Quickly!
It was 1953.
Elena smiles broadly at Stefan. The teacher glares. Students leave the classroom.
How did you know all of that?
Years and years of crossword puzzles. It's a loner thing.
Tyler and Matt are practicing with the football team.
Damn! Nice job! Nice job!
Mr. Lockwood, is there anything you're good at? Because it isn't history, and it sure as hell isn't defending the ball!
Yes, coach.
Do it again!
Handsome, chisel-jawed Stefan sits alone on a bench watching. He looks down thoughtfully and toys with a ring on his finger. Elsewhere on the field, cheerleaders wearing shorts and vest tops are limbering up, doing stretches and waving pom-poms. Elena walks up and Bonnie hugs her.
Oh my God, you're here! Yep, I can't be sad girl forever. The only way to get things back to the way they were or to do things that were. Oh, and you're coming to dinner tonight.
I am?
Mm-hmm. You, me, and Stefan.
Bonnie frowns.
You have to give him a chance. Tonight's no good. Have you seen Caroline? I've texted her like 100 times. Don't change the subject, Bonnie Bennett. I'm going to be there.
Fine. I'll go.
Good.
Varsity tryouts were last spring, Mr. Salvatore.
I wasn't here then, sir.
And you're not here now, as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Tanner, I realize that you and I didn't get off to the best start, and I want to apologize for that. I've played football before, wide receiver mostly, and I'm pretty good.
Well, I won't be asking you who won the Super Bowl in 71.
71 was the... Sorry, I understand that, sir.
Just to see you get knocked on your ass, borrow some gear. Go, before I change my mind. Let's run it again!
Tyler and Matt watch.
First my girlfriend, now my team.
Dude, this is an opportunity. Football's a contact sport. Sometimes people get hurt.
Woo! Seriously, where is Caroline?
I don't know. It's not like her. I'll try her again.
A sleek blue Chevy Camaro convertible drives up. Damon's driving with Caroline beside him.
Oh my God.
They watch Caroline give Damon a lingering kiss.
That must be the mystery guy from the grill.
That's not a mystery guy. That's Damon Salvatore.
Salvatore? As in Stefan?
Caroline gets out of the car and swans over to them.
I got the other brother. Hope you don't mind.
Sorry I'm late, girls. I was busy. All right, let's start with the double pie turkey hurdler. What do you say?
Elena stares stonily at Damon, who smiles back crookedly and drives off. Caroline calls out as the cheerleaders work out. Elena looks distracted.
6, 7, 8. Elena, sweetie, why don't you just observe today? Okay. Keep going. Okay, do it again from the top. And.
Elena steps aside. She sees Stefan jog onto the football field in football kit and smiles. The ball is placed and teams get ready.
Blue ladies! Blue ladies! Sit up! Go!
The ball is passed back and thrown from player to player.
Come on, Tyler, cover it! Oh, crap, man. Nice catch, get it, Stefan! Let's do it!
Stefan has the ball.
Yes! Line it up! Right.
Stefan catches the ball and dodges the other players impressively. The ball flies from player to player. Elena leans against the seating and watches Stefan's impressive display. She smiles.
Nice catch, Salvatore!
Come on, man.
Stefan outsmarts the other players, including Tyler and Matt. Coach Tanner looks impressed. The others high-five Stefan. Elena watches captivated. Her expression grows troubled and she turns to look at Caroline with the cheerleaders. Matt and Tyler watch Stefan. He listens.
Hate to say it, but he's got skills.
I think he needs a buddy pass.
Really?
You don't get to walk on the field and act like you own the place after 5 minutes.
Just hang one up there and I'll take care of the rest.
Let's do it again!
All right, let's double up!
Players charge around the field. Stefan leaps for the ball. Tyler smashes into him and takes him down.
Welcome to the team, buddy.
Tyler smirks at Stefan, who's flat on his back.
You gonna live, Salvatore?
Yeah.
Walk it off, son. Hey, that was my bad.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Matt helps Stefan up.
All right.
Stefan takes off a glove. His hand shakes and his little finger is bruised and broken at an angle. He snaps it back into place and the bruise disappears. At his grand old house, Mossy Manse, Stefan walks into the living room where Damon is sitting, reading a book.
How were tryouts? Did you make the team? Very Emerson, the way you reveal your soul with so many adjectives.
Stefan grabs the book.
What are you doing here? Come to apologize. I've been doing some thinking, some soul searching, and I want us to start over. We need to put the past behind us. You're my little brother. And if you want to live a normal, happy human life, then I want that for you. Maybe I can do it too. Like I can learn to be a non-living, living person. Maybe there's hope for both of us.
Stefan studies Damon's earnest expression. Damon cracks up and grins. He pats Stefan on the back.
You know, it doesn't have to be this way, Damon.
Of course it doesn't.
I saw Elena today, BTW, that means, by the way. She's at cheerleading practice. She looks so perky in her little short shorts. Just simmer down, I didn't even go near. Got my own cheerleader now. Ooh, that reminds me. I gotta run. I have a date. Sweaty palms. Wish me luck.
Bonnie's with Elena, who's preparing food in her kitchen.
You at
explain it. Last night, I'm watching Nino. Commercial break comes on, and I'm like, I bet it's that phone commercial. And sure enough, it's the guy and the girl with the bench. He flies to Paris, and he flies back. I'm getting a picture.
Oh, come on. That commercial's on a constant loop.
Fine. Well, how about this? Today, I'm obsessed with numbers. Three numbers. I keep seeing 8, 14, and 22. How weird is that?
Maybe we should play the lottery. Have you talked to your grams?
She's just gonna say it's because I'm a witch.
I don't wanna be a witch. Do you wanna be a witch?
I don't wanna be a witch. And putting it in a nice bowl isn't fooling anybody.
Okay, serving spoons. Where are the serving spoons?
Middle drawer on your left.
Elena opens the middle drawer on the left and takes out wooden serving spoons.
Okay, so you've been in this kitchen like 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. He's here. Don't be nervous. Just be your normal, loving self.
Bonnie wears an anxious frown. She lays a spoon on the table.
Birthday candles.
She opens a drawer and there they are, a box of birthday candles. Elena, Bonnie and Stefan sit eating. There are awkward looks all round. Elena looks at Stefan.
Did Tanner give you a hard time today?
Well, he let me on the team, so must have done something right.
Bonnie, you should have seen Stefan today. Tyler threw a ball right at him and...
Yeah, I heard.
Stefan taps the table. Bonnie pokes at her food with her fork.
Why don't you tell Stefan about your family?
Divorced. No mom. Live with my dad.
No, about the witches. Bonnie's family has a lineage of witches. It's really cool.
Cool isn't the word I'd use.
Well, it's certainly interesting. I'm not too versed, but I do know that there's a history of Celtic druids that migrated here in the 1800s.
My family came by way of Salem.
Really? Salem witches?
Yeah.
I'd say it's pretty cool.
Really? Why?
Salem witches are heroic examples of individualism and nonconformity.
Bonnie smiles.
Yeah, they are.
I wonder who that could be.
She opens the door to Damon and Caroline, who has a cake.
Surprise! Bonnie said you were doing dinner, so we brought dessert.
Oh.
Hope you don't mind.
Stefan walks up, frowning.
What are you doing here?
Waiting for Elena to invite me in.
Oh, yeah, you...
No. He can't stay. Can you, Damon?
Get in here.
We're just finishing up.
It's fine. Just come on in.
Damon smiles charmingly and walks in. Elena frowns at Stefan.
You have a beautiful home, Elena.
Thank you.
Stefan's grave-faced. Later they sit having coffee.
I cannot believe that Mr. Tanner let you on the team. Ah, oh, Tyler must be seething.
But good for you. Go for it.
That's what I always tell him. You have to engage. You can't just sit there and wait for life to come to you. You have to go get it.
Yeah, Elena wasn't so lucky today. It's only because you missed summer camp. God, I don't know how you're ever going to learn the routines.
I'll work with her. She'll get it.
Well, I guess we can put her in the back.
You don't seem like the cheerleader type, Elena.
Oh, it's just because her parents died. Yeah, I mean, she's just totally going through a blah phase. She used to be way more fun. And I'd say that with complete sensitivity.
I'm sorry, Elena. I know what it's like to lose both your parents. In fact, Stefan and I have watched almost every single person we've ever cared about die.
We don't need to get into that right now, Damon.
You know what? You're right, Steph. I'm sorry. Last thing I wanted to do was bring her up.
Vicky's working in the Mystic Grill. Tyler squeezes her behind.
Don't do that. Not while I'm working.
Matt's playing pool.
See you later.
Jeremy watches morosely. Matt steps over to him, and they look over at Vicky.
She's my sister, and I love her, but sometimes she can really make you work for it.
I find it pretty easy.
Jeremy walks off. As Tyler passes him, he bashes his shoulder.
All right, I get it. Hit me to impress her. It's real nice.
I don't need to impress her. I already won.
Jeremy shoves Tyler.
Well, now you're dead. Am I? Because it seems like I'm standing here waiting for you to man up. Ty, don't. The next time I see you, Gilbert. No, next time I see you.
Jeremy walks out. Matt glares at a bemused Vicky.
What are you doing, Vic?
Damon takes a glass out to Elena in the kitchen.
One more.
Thank you.
She drops it and he catches it.
Nice save.
I like you. You know how to laugh. And you make Stefan smile, which is something I haven't seen in a very long time.
Her face falls.
Earlier, did you mean Catherine?
Mm-hmm.
How did she die?
A fire. Tragic fire.
Recently?
It seems like it was yesterday.
What was she like?
Damon looks thoughtful.
She's beautiful. A lot like you in that department. She's also very complicated and selfish. And at times not very kind, but very sexy and seductive.
So, which one of you dated her first?
She hands him a plate and he puts it in the dishwasher.
Nicely deduced. Ask Stefan. Sure his answer differs from mine.
He shuts the dishwasher. Elena stands at the table, folding napkins. Damon sits.
I'd quit cheerleading if I were you.
Why do you say that?
Oh, I saw you at practice. You look miserable.
You saw that?
Am I wrong?
I used to love it. It was fun. But things are different this year. Everything that used to matter doesn't anymore.
So don't let it. Quit. Move on. Problem solved. Ta-da.
Some things could matter again.
Maybe. But it seems a little unrealistic to me.
Elena looks down thoughtfully.
I'm sorry.
He frowns.
About Catherine. You lost her too.
They regard each other for a moment. Bonnie comes in.
Hey. Need some help?
Sure, why not?
Matt tries, but he's just having a really hard time.
You have to understand that they were each other's first, you know, like from the sandbox.
Stefan smiles at Caroline. She wears a long scarf around her neck.
It's a really nice scarf.
Thank you, it's new.
Can I see it? I mean, would you mind taking it off?
No, I can't.
Why not? You okay?
She frowns.
All I know is that I can't take it off.
What are you two kids talking about? I was just commenting on her scarf. Hey, you know, Elena and Bonnie are finishing up the dishes. Why don't you go see if you can help?
Does it look like I do dishes?
For me.
I don't think so.
Damon's expression darkens and he locks eyes with Caroline.
Go see if Elena needs help in the kitchen.
You know what? I'm gonna go see if Elena needs some help in the kitchen.
Great.
Grinning broadly, she picks up a mug of coffee and walks off, leaving Stefan sitting on the couch and Damon perched on the armrest.
They are people, Damon. She's not a puppet. She doesn't exist for your amusement, for you to feed on whenever you want to. Sure she does. They all do. They're whatever I want them to be. They're mine for the taking. All right, you've had your fun. You used Caroline, you got to me and Elena. Good for you. Now it's time for you to go. That's not a problem. Because I've been invited in. And I'll come back tomorrow night and the following night. And I'll do, with your little cheerleader, whatever I want to do. Because that is what is normal to me.
He presses his lips together and pats Stefan on the shoulder. Stefan's with Elena in her bedroom.
Tonight wasn't so bad. I had fun.
That makes one of us.
Come on, your brother isn't as bad as you make him out to be.
Stefan touches Elena's bottom lip and caresses her face. He brings her close for a tender kiss. They wrap their arms around each other and sink down onto the bed. Stefan lies on top of Elena, then she pushes him onto his back and straddles him. She pulls off her top, leans down, and kisses Stefan passionately. Stefan pulls his black sweater up over his head and he transforms into Damon. Elena looks horrified and backs away. Elena wakes up from a dream. She sits alone in her bed, breathless. Elena goes to a chest and grabs a glass. Perched on the windowsill outside is a black crow. Bright, sunny morning. Elena walks into her bedroom with a towel wrapped around her body and around her head. She stops and stares at her red-striped cheerleader's skirt and top laid out on the bed. She goes to a mirror and stares at her reflection, then looks down at a picture of herself in her cheerleader's outfit. Stefan's in his room, writing in his diary.
There must be a shred of humanity left inside my brother. Somewhere. I keep hoping. But how do I make him see it? And how do I protect her?
Stefan goes to a shelf and picks up a small old brown case. He puts it on the table and unfastens the lid. He opens it and takes out a small wooden box, the size of a matchbox, with holes cut in the lid. He flips it open. At school, people are gathered for a football game. Stefan walks up to Elena wearing a red and white number 17 jersey.
Ooh, look at you. You look hot in your jersey.
What happened? No more cheerleader?
I quit. I'm a quitter.
No, hey, you're not a quitter. You suffered a great loss. You're not the same person. But you should be looking ahead. You should be starting over. Okay?
He takes out the small wooden box.
I hope you don't think this is too soon or too weird, but I wanted you to have this.
He takes an ornate silver amulet from the box and gives it to Elena.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
It's something that I've had forever, and I've never wanted to give it to anyone until now. I'd very much like it if you'd wear it for me, for good luck.
She sniffs it.
Is that rose that I smell?
No, it's an herb. It's nice, huh?
Love it.
She hangs it around her neck.
And I wanted to thank you for pushing me to try out for the team. Feels really good.
We're a pair. I quit. You start.
All right. We're a work in progress. We'll figure it out.
They smile at each other fondly and kiss. Stefan leaves Elena smiling blissfully. She turns and comes face to face with Caroline.
And you're not in uniform because?
Night. Outside the football ground, people cheer as an effigy of a player is burnt on a pyre. People stand around drinking. The cheerleaders are lined up facing the team, which includes Stefan. Elena comes over. Coach Tanner stands behind a microphone in front of the large crowd.
Let's be honest here. In the past, we used to let other teams come into our town and roll right over us. But that is about to change. We've got some great new talent tonight starting on offense. And I'm going to tell you right now, it has been a long time since I have seen a kid like this with hands like these.
He points at Stefan.
Let's give it up for Stefan Salvatore.
This belongs. You can't start the guy who just got here.
That have been waiting for us to put a check in the win column. I have only one thing to say to you. Your Timberwolves are hungry.
Tyler goes over to Vicky.
Hey, babe. What's wrong?
No.
He sees Jeremy drinking booze.
Is that Jeremy?
Oh, no. Ty? No. Leave him alone.
What do you care? Don't look so down. You can have it when I'm done. No!
Jeremy punches Tyler in the face. Tyler lays into him.
Stop it!
Stefan and the others walk over. Tyler has Jeremy pinned to the ground.
Stop! You're hurting him! Help!
out! Enough!
Stefan pulls Tyler off Jeremy. Tyler punches Stefan to no effect. Elena runs over as Jeremy attacks with a broken bottle.
Jeremy, no!
He misses Tyler and cuts Stefan.
What the hell, Jeremy?
Stefan's hand is cut.
Fine. Yeah, you smell fine.
Just stop, okay?
Matt shoves Tyler away.
Come on, man. Come on.
Oh my god, your hand.
No, it's fine.
Is it deep? How bad is it? Come on.
She opens his hand. The deep bloody gash is gone.
But I saw it.
You missed. It's not my blood. See? I'm fine.
No. I saw it. The glass cut your hand.
It's okay. I'm okay. It's almost kickoff time, all right? So I'll see you after the game.
He leaves her looking puzzled. The cheerleaders hold a banner. Go Timberwolves. Caroline walks up holding pom-poms.
Hey, Tiki, it's all wobbly. Can you stand straight, please? Could someone please help Tiki?
Hey,
no?
Where you been? Can I ask you a question and you give me a really serious no-joke response?
Of course, what is it?
The bad mojo. When you touched Stefan and you had that reaction.
You know what? Forget I said that. Your little dinner party plot totally won me over.
No, Bonnie, seriously, what was it? Did you see something or...
It wasn't clear like a picture. Like today, I keep seeing those same numbers I told you about. 8, 14, 22.
Yeah.
When I touched Stefan, it was a feeling. And it vibrated through me and it was cold. And
what?
It was death. It's what I imagined death to be like.
Elena goes to her SUV and puts something in the back. She shuts the back, turns, and comes face to face with Damon.
You scared me. What are you doing here?
I'm hiding from Caroline.
And why is that?
I need a break. She talks more than I can listen.
That could be a sign.
Well, she's awfully young.
Not much younger than you are.
I don't see it going anywhere in the bigger picture. I think she'd drive me crazy.
Caroline does have some really annoying traits, but we've been friends since the first grade, and that means something to me.
Duly noted. I'm sorry if I make you uncomfortable. That's not my intention.
Yes, it is. Otherwise, you wouldn't put an alternate meaning behind everything you say.
He smiles.
You're right. I do have other intentions, but so do you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I see him. You want me?
Excuse me?
I get to you. You find yourself drawn to me. You think about me even when you don't want to think about me. I bet you even dreamed about me.
She stares at him.
And right now, you want to kiss me.
He smirks and slowly leans towards her for a kiss. She slaps him around the face.
What the hell? I don't know what game you're trying to play with Stefan here, but I don't want to be part of it. And I don't know what happened in the past, but let's get one thing straight. I am not Catherine.
She walks off. Damon feels his chin and moves his lower jaw from side to side. Stefan walks along with Matt.
You gonna be able to play?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
What you did back there? Yeah, Jeremy's back.
Yeah, he's a messed up kid. Somebody's got to look out for him.
I know. This week at practice, I was a dick.
Had your reasons.
No excuse.
Matt holds out his hand and Stefan shakes it.
Good luck tonight. We're lucky to have you.
Matt walks off. Damon's lurking in the shadows.
Isn't that nice?
Stefan joins a team, makes a friend.
It's also rah-rah, go team, yeah.
Not tonight. I'm done with you.
Damon moves right up to him.
Nice trick with Elena. Let me guess. Vervain and the necklace. I admit, I was a bit surprised.
It's been a while since anyone could resist my compulsion. Where'd you get it?
Does it matter?
I guess I could just seduce her the old-fashioned way. Or I could just... eater.
Heading off, Stefan stops and turns round.
No, you're not gonna hurt her, Damon.
No? Because deep down inside, there's a part of you that feels for her.
I was worried that you had no humanity left inside of you,
That you may have actually become the monster that you pretend to be.
Who's pretending?
Then kill me.
Well, I'm tempted.
No, you're not. You've had lifetimes to do it, and yet here I am. I'm still alive, and there you are. You're still haunting me after 145 years. Catherine is dead. And you hate me because you loved her, and you torture me. Because you still do. And that, my brother, that is your humanity.
Damon's eyes burn into Stefan.
Salvatore! What the hell? We got a game to play!
That's my humanity. And what's this?
Damon surges towards Coach Tanner, bites his neck, and lets him drop to the ground.
Anyone, anytime, any place.
I think he had a little bit too much beer.
Don't talk to me right now, all right? I'm pissed at you.
What's your problem?
You're my problem, all right? You're a bully. A friggin' 12-year-old bully, man, and I'm sick of it. I mean, what was that about tonight, huh? What's beating up the new guy gonna prove? Or screwing with my sister? Or pummeling my girlfriend's kid brother?
Girlfriend? Look, I don't know how to tell you this, but she dumped your ass.
Are you for real? You wanna hit me? I'm on your team. This was over the line. Even for you.
Matt jogs off, leaving Tyler in the locker room. Matt goes outside and looks down the path to his left. He frowns and walks along the path. He stops and stares at Coach Tanner, lying on his side with a bloody wound in his neck.
Somebody help!
Later, the emergency services have arrived. A cop gets out of a van with Animal Control Unit written on the side. Coach Tanner is stretchered to an ambulance in a body bag. A crowd watches, including Bonnie, who looks tearful. Bonnie looks at a sign on a wall, Building 8. She notices a car registration, FHT14, and a number on a parking bay, 22. Bonnie's mouth hangs open in horror. Matt sits nearby, lost in his thoughts. Tyler walks past and stops for a moment. Matt doesn't look at him. Tyler walks on. Jeremy sits on his own against the seating on the football field. He holds a drink can against his forehead. Vicky walks up. She squats down facing him and takes his hand.
It wasn't just for the drugs.
Vicky gets up and walks off, leaving Jeremy. Tears glisten in his eyes. Heaven. Stefan's with Elena by her car.
What kind of animal could be doing all this? Why would it come out of the woods and attack someone in the middle of town?
I don't know.
She looks at his hand.
I was so sure that you cut your hand. I saw it.
I'm fine, okay? We're fine. That's what matters.
They wrap their arms around each other. Over each other's shoulders, they gaze into the distance thoughtfully.
I thought there was hope. That somewhere deep inside, something in Damon was still human. Normal.
Stefan writes in his diary. Elena lies sleeping in bed with her diary on the covers. Oh, it's the
last time. But I was wrong. There's nothing human left in Damon. No good. No kindness. No love. Only a monster who must be stopped.
Damon strokes Elena's cheek as she sleeps. Elena wakes, alone. Elena switches off the bedside light. ITFC audio description by Matthew Vickers.
If you missed the last episode of The Vampire Diaries, you can watch it with ITV Player, available at itv.com/ITV Player or on BT Vision and Virgin Media Digital TV on demand.